This is Union Redskins Football, presented by TTCU, the credit union, and Tulsa All-State agent Jimmy Willis on News 102.3 KRMG.
Namath back to pass, Joe looking, throwing, and it's completed on the
play.
The last shot Michael Jordan will ever take in the NBA.
5 seconds left in the game. Over. You believe in miracles? Yes!
Terrific play, and they're just swarmed Broken Arrow's quarterback, and it's Union's football.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime.
A dominant force in Oklahoma high school football. Union is on a mission for yet another championship this season. Hear every moment live on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and always on News 102.3 KRMG. Now, the voice of Union Redskins football, KRMG's Rick Curry.
Good evening and welcome to Moore Schools Stadium. This is where Southmore, Moore, and Westmore all play high school football. Rick Corey with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, and we are already underway. Union and the Southmore Sabercats. The kickoff goes to Darian Mack, who takes it back to the 24-yard line. And moving left to right, dressed in all black with gold numbers, it will be the Southmore Sabercats, keyed by Casey Thompson at quarterback. This young man is something. Thompson in the shotgun looks and throws quickly to the right, ball caught at the 20-yard line, up to the 25 to the 30, and jumping out of bounds there was Quion Williams. He'll get about 7 on the play. Jordan Starks, the guy then there on the tackle. And, Zach, we look at a Union team that really needs to bounce back after a rough trip down this way last week.
Yeah, they got down to this side of the game. First time they've lost in a really long time, and they really need to come back strong.
Casey Williams brings him back to the line. It's going to be Ted Thompson, pardon me, on 2nd and 2 from the 33-yard line. Throws again to his right. That one's a backwards pass. It'll be a double pass, and that ball's going to sail out of bounds. No, it'll land around the 30, but incomplete. They're trying to get it to Williams once again. Javarius Owens is the guy going deep. So it's going to bring up 3rd and 3. Patrick Fields, one of the guys on the coverage, and Union will try to get him off the field early on. Thompson's father, of course, played at Oklahoma. Charles Thompson, one of the better wishbone quarterbacks. He comes in here running for 246 a game. This guy can get it done. 3rd down and 3 now from the 33-yard line of Southmore. Once again, Thompson is in the shotgun. Wicks is the running back, offset to his right. Motion now to the left side. That is Green going in motion. Long, long count here by Thompson. As he waits, Union with 4 down. Thompson has the snap and hands to his right. The ball's on the ground, and it's going to be recovered by Union. Ball at the 29-yard line is coming out of there with it. That is going to be Devin Bajek. He met him right at the line of scrimmage. He met Wicks, and he met the quarterback at the mesh point. Ball comes out and down. It's Bajek with the recovery, and Union has the football at the 29-yard line of Southmore.
Well, that's exactly right. Hit him right on the hip, it looked like, and just knocked it loose. And, you know, like you said, you got to come out and fight hard. Well, you set the precedent early. You get a touchdown in the opponent's territory, so it's going to be a short field for the Redskins.
Grady Davenport brings him out. Union at the 29-yard line, going right to left, white jersey, silver pants, and silver helmets. Of course, Shamari Brooks offset just to the right of Davenport. A.K. Wilson in motion, hand to Brooks up the middle. He's going to burst forward across the 35, and he's going to get down, or 25, pardon me, down around the 23. Jordan Dawson on the tackle, but that's a good gain of 6 on first down. It looks like Union wants to shove the ball down their throat a bit.
Well, that's a neat little counter off that jet sweep they like to throw out there to AK, and they run it right up in the middle with the Shamari on the counter. Looks really good right up the middle.
We'll call it 2nd down and 5 at the 24-yard line now. Southmore back to pass as Davenport throws to Wilson, caught at the 20-yard line. He's going to go forward to around the 17. Lewis on the tackle there. That's good for 7, though, on a first down. And with 11 minutes to play in this first period and no score, Union is driving now 1st and 10 at the 17.
On the ball, timeout there. It's kind of creeping up extra. It's not there to pick up that first down.
He's covered up quickly. Good board for about 1 minute. The guy had 2 hours. And after trying to put him off there, to second about it.
So that's kind of what's kind of the number of options for out there. That's a long trip for down the way across the field. That's all fast.
So we're going to call it 1 second. They're going to have the ball inside the and Jamari Brooks scored down to the 6-yard line. That's good for 10 yards. And they're back on tackle, but not before he put the ball forward. He put it on the rim. Deeper to left, one to right. That's Richard been out there. And Sharkin in Davenport. Brooks in right. And up inside to Jamari. He cuts back at the ball and puts it forward to 3. The tackle. That'll get down to 4. And they make the ball pop out. Out for down the field. But that's for a fiddler to take the ball down. to is run their end zone, but the only guy doing it, Southside football coach, is not very happy that Jeremy Clark kicking the initial round to a guard on it. Nobody else. People talk it down. We call it second there.
A little bit to connect up here, but it didn't hit Russell, but that's one deal that you do have the ball running on the chase.
Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
Your free quote. Call 1-800-467-1443. That's 1-800-467-1443. 1-800-467-1443. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back at Southmore, where Union leads 7-0 after a 6-play, 29-yard drive capped by a Shamari Brooks 6-yard run. Now kicking off Noah Rauschenberg, and he's going to kick it into the end zone. So it will be Southmore bringing it out. So the minute 30 drive, and Zach, the early turnover helped. But I liked what I saw about Union offensively. They came out and just pushed Southmore around.
Yeah, they sure did. They got back to the ground game, which they've done so well all year. And last week against that Norman North team, they were just big up front, something that they kind of expected, but I don't think they expected them to be quite so difficult to move around. And there they get right back to it and have no, you know, dire need or, you know, big trouble there moving the ball on the ground.
So you're going to talk about Casey Thompson bringing him out. He is the junior with offers from Ohio State right now. This kid's got a lot of Division I college offers. Wicks will be the running back. From their own 21st and 10 Southmore, trailing 7-0 with 10-11 to go here in this first period. Twins to the right for Thompson in the shotgun. And Wicks to his right. He's going to run in the hand to Wicks up the middle, and he's not going to get anywhere. Wicks got maybe a half yard. He was just jumped on by Brayden Spicer. So we'll give him one and call it second down and 9 in the interior of that Union defense, collapsing Asa Carter up off that pile as well.
Yeah, it's good job by Spicer getting back in there. And he actually went down a little bit last week and left the game, and so did Nathaniel Raper. So it's good to see those guys back in the game. But Thornton, I don't see. We didn't get an injury report. But don't see 13 on the field.
No, doesn't look like he'll be out there. Second down and 9 for Southmore. Now at their own 21-yard line, trailing 7-0. 9:40 to go here in this first period. Thompson in the shotgun all alone. Raises, fires to his right, and that ball is dropped. Trying to run a little smoke screen quickly out there, and it was dropped by Wicks. But right on top of that anyway was Trey Brown. That'll bring up 3rd and 9, and the clock stops, and Union has a chance to get Southmore off the field again.
Well, I'll tell you, last week we saw Trey Brown lock down the Stoops boys all night, and you see it again tonight. He's out there firing around, but we haven't really seen or called his name too much, so I'd like to see him get a little bit more action.
9:34 to go, first period, 7-0 Union, and a big 3rd down and 9 coming up for Southmore, their own 21-yard line. They'll need the 30 for the first down. Two receivers right, one to the left. Wicks offset to the left of Thompson in the shotgun. He stands near the 16-yard line. Thompson rolls to his right, rolling, fires, and that ball is caught at the 31-yard line. That was caught by Javarius Owens. Owens dragged it in for a gain of 15. Trey Brown there on the tackle, but that's a good throw and catch and a first down for the Cats.
That was a hit right inside of that zone, and Trey Brown tried to pull off of the go route that went right by him, which is a smart move. Just didn't maybe give it quite enough time to step underneath that one.
So we'll move it to the 37-yard line, first and 10. Now Southmore taking their time. They'll set trips up to the right side. Thompson calls the play and steps forward. Tight end right side as well. Thompson back once again now in the shotgun with Wicks offset to his right. Thompson is set. There's the snap. Mesh point, and he hands inside to Wicks, and again, he stomped right there. He got about nothing. One of the guys there was Fisher. He's going to be the guy that's going to credit it for that tackle. They'll give him 2 yards. Bajek up off that ground as well, and it'll be second down and 8 from the 39-yard line.
Well, the linebackers are helping up that, of course, Bajek, but those linebackers are being real stingy on the ground tonight.
So it'll be second down and 8 right now for Southmore, trailing already 7-0, 8:46 to play in this first period. They're at their own 39-yard line. Thompson with the snap, hands off, and they toss it back to Thompson. They're going to go double pass. Thompson goes deep downfield. Trey Brown is there, and he's the guy that was closest to catching that thing but couldn't. It'll be incomplete, and that's a really good job of coverage right there. Lewis was the guy they were trying to get it to, and it's going to be third down.
Well, you've seen a little bit of trickeration this evening for the Halloween spirit. They did a double pass early, and then here we did a little flea flicker. They hand off to the running back and toss back, but Javarius kind of just quit his route. And Trey Brown did a really good job of being in position to almost make the reception.
So it'll be third down and 8 now for Southmore at their own 39-yard line. They'll need their 47 for the first down. Thompson, again, has them set. 2 receivers to the left, 1 short slot to the right. Wicks, the man in the shotgun next to Thompson. Thompson now has the snap, rolls to his left, now runs back to his right, throwing the screen. Ball connected at the 40, and a great tackle at the 40-yard line by Fisher. Boy, what a terrific job. They got it out to Thompson on the right side, the other Thompson, but he brings him down at about a 3-yard gain. It's going to be 4th and 5, and that's a terrific individual effort.
Well, he saved the first. Bajek came off the corner with Ralphie, and they almost actually picked that off behind the line of scrimmage, but great throw there by Thompson to get it in the hands of the running back, but a save tackle.
All right, so it'll be a punt time for Southmore at their own 2-yard line. C-Stack will be the guy back to receive. Union comes after, and I think they might have touched the ball, or they knocked down the punter, but they either touched the ball or just missed him completely, and the ball is shanked to the right. It's going to go to around the 44-yard line. It was Patrick Fields that got close, and that's about as far as it's going to go. That's going to be about a 13-yard punt. They're actually going to walk it all the way up to the 48, now the 49.
Look at
now the 50. My goodness, they walked that ball to the 50-yard line. We're talking about a punt of 9 yards.
Well, the head referee wasn't even looking at the guy walking down the sideline. I think they probably were a little bit, maybe not near generous enough. That was not a good-looking punt at all.
So it'll be 1st and 10, Union, already leading 7-0 with 7:50 to go here in this first period. Bringing back out once again, Grady Davenport. Davenport will again have Shamari Brooks offset to his left. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. That is Richardson alone here on the left side. Now motion comes to the inside from A.K. Wilson. They'll fake it to him and hand it to Brooks. Brooks bursts forward across the 45-yard line down to the 40. He's going to go, well, maybe the 41. Let's call that a gain of 9. Mack on the tackle. It'll be 2nd down and 1.
We haven't seen the counter off of that jet sweep all year, and it looks like they're tonight just faking the jet sweep to A.K. and going right down the middle with Shamari.
So it'll be 2nd down and 1. For the Redskins. Snap again. Davenport again hands off, and bursting forward again is Shamari Brooks, and he's easily got the first down. He's across the 40 down to around the 37-yard line, the entire interior, including Dante Jordan in on the tackle. That'll be 1st and 10. Union already leading 7-0, 7:23 to go first period, and driving again. Davenport quickly to the line of scrimmage. 2 receivers stacked to the left side. A.K. Wilson is the back receiver there. Fake inside. Davenport looks. He's got C.J. wide open. Catches it at the 10-yard line. 5 touchdown. C.J. Moore. That's going to be good for 37 yards. Collins, the guy who got confused, and the Redskins now lead 13-0.
Yeah, he got confused by looking in the backfield. That fake to Shamari. Never want to get beat or got caught with your eyes in the backfield, and he certainly did. And C.J. Moore, that's as wide open as he's been all year, and a great throw by Davenport.
So Noah Rauschenberg on for the extra point, and very quickly, Union, no lag from last week. Apparently, they're going to get right back after it, and Noah Rauschenberg will see if he can't make it 14-0 here early in the first period. Teams are ready. There's the snap and the kick. It's up, and it's good. So with 7:11 to go here in this first period, Union 14, Southmore nothing. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
Union Football is a well-oiled machine, finely tuned and built to win. Your vehicle can be the same, and Briarwood Auto Service on 46th Street between Mingo and Memorial can help by keeping your car in its absolute best shape possible. Union fans can take advantage of $50 off any service or repair. That's $50 off service or repair, excluding basic maintenance. Briarwood Auto Service, a certified Napa Auto Parts dealer, 46th Street just west of Mingo. Help your vehicle be the best, most reliable it can be with Briarwood. See store for details.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 102.3 KRMG.
All right, Mike, I'm back. Back in Southmore, Union High School football, the Redskins leading 14-0 over the Southmore Sabercats. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins on the field. 7:05 to play here in this first period. Union goes on another touchdown drive. This one, three plays, 50 yards, took only 40 seconds. C.J. Moore, the 37-yard catch from Grady Davenport, and we are at 14-0. Kickoff goes to Southmore. They return it to the 30-yard line, and that's where the Sabercats will take over. And again, as we mentioned, obviously Union came out pretty doggone excited about the opportunity, Zach. Now, defensively, you can't go quietly on Casey Thompson. This cat's run for 1,725 yards, for 334. He can get it done.
Yeah, and he stretches the field wide open with his arm.
First and 10, Southmore at their 30-yard line. Thompson throws to the right side. Boy, an acrobatic, terrific catch at the 34-yard line. I think it was Owens that made that catch, and he just got jumped as soon as it got there. Jordan Stark's the first guy there. We're going to give it five and call it second and five, but that's as acrobatic a five-yard play as you'll see.
You're absolutely right. He made a spectacular catch and held on to it. He had three guys right around him there and somehow held on to the ground. And the refs were having a little chatter out there with Trey Brown. Trey Brown is up in the face. I mean, he's putting up some defense tonight.
Second down and five, Southmore thrown 35-yard line, trailing 14-0, 6.5 to go first period. Quickly, Thompson raises up and throws to the right side. That ball complete to Orlando Green. Tackle in there. Spicer was one of the guys there. Trey Brown was there as well. He got four, so it's going to be a big third down one for Southmore. The Cats trailing 14-0. And it looks like the officials are going to either call a timeout or maybe they'll measure. And it doesn't look like they're going to measure. That's certainly short by at least a half yard. The referee says, no, let's just go ahead and play. They're going to place it across the 39-yard line. So it's going to be third down and about two footballs for Southmore. Casey Thompson, not a small guy, 6 foot, 184-pound junior. He'll have Wicks offset to his left. Wicks has only run it a couple of times. On third down and about a half yard, Southmore needs the 40. Thompson has the snap. Hands to Wicks, and he is hit right at that line of scrimmage. I think they're going to give him the 40 and a little bit more. Yeah, the line judge on this side says first down. So we're going to give him that first down, and then Southmore will move the chains, and it'll be first and 10 just across the 40-yard line. It was Jordan Kelly on the tackle.
Well, that's a big boy up front, Jordan Kelly and Bacheck again. Those guys are making it tough for that offensive line to get anybody moved because they are just wrecking havoc up front.
So Trey Brown is being escorted off the field by the back judge. I don't know if he got hurt or if that's an equipment issue. Maybe he was having a conversation with other players and needs to stop. But you can't make a player leave for that unless you flag him.
He took off a bandana.
Who knows what it is? And we know this. It's first and 10 Southmore just across their own 40-yard line, trailing 14-0, 5:50 to go here in the first period. Thompson alone in the backfield in the shotgun. He's going to run it himself to the left. He gets by one man at the 40, jumps forward to the 45, across the 45 to the 49-yard line. Was it Fisher? Yeah, it was Fisher on the tackle right there. But that's good for 11, and that's the guy you let go play your offense right there. He gets 11, another first down for the Cats.
Yeah, he's got weapons out there on the receiving side, and if he can run that ball, it really opens up the game. Quick spin move there to make a miss.
First time in Union territory for Southmore. Now first and 10 at the 49 of the Redskins. Wicks offset to the right. Once again, two receivers to the right, one to the left for Thompson in the shotgun. He's going to hand inside to Wicks, and he's going to fight forward for about two, not much more than that. Interior of that defense, including Flood or Yeah, Florida Jordan Flood, one of the guys in there to make that play. As mentioned, Darius Thornton is not playing here tonight. With that the case, Union's got a little bit of a gap in that defense. It'll be second down and seven. They'll put the ball now at the 46-yard line of the Redskins for Southmore, moving from left to right. Union jumps off sides. That was Jordan Kelly who jumped up and went a little too fast. So that's going to move it forward five, and it's going to end up being second down and about three. And you got to sense Southmore might be getting a little bit of rhythm.
Yeah, they're certainly encouraged on a second and three versus second and eight against this defensive front. And that really opens up the offense. They can do a lot more with it on a counter and still have a third and really, really short.
So it's going to end up being second and about two. Now at Union's 41-yard line is Southmore, moving from left to right. Thompson straight back to pass, looking. He's going to fire it deep, and boy, that's a good-looking throw, but it's not going to be anywhere close to Javarius Owens. It was Trey Brown on the tackle, and he was step for step with Owens, and that ball well over his head. It brings up third down and now about two.
Well, a little different look than what we saw last week against Norman North. Javarius, 6'2", 189 pounds. Not a small receiver for any level, and really can get down the field well. And he's the one that made that spectacular catch before. And they try to go deep to him there, and really Trey Brown was on him, and Starks was trying to get down over there too. It's going to be difficult, but overthrown him.
4:51 to play, first period, 14-0 Union, and it is a big third down and two for Southmore. They're at Union's 41-yard line. They'll need the 39, moving from left to right. Two receivers go to the left. One of those is Owens. He is very, very dangerous. 29 catches for 615 yards and 8 touchdowns coming in. They're all set. Union's going to go with 4 down. The officials having yet another discussion, holding up the play for some reason. Thompson in the shotgun. Wicks is actually set in front of him in a slot position, kind of an inside slot, inside the tackle, just to the left. Thompson calling the signals. Waiting. Has the snap, looking, firing left side. That ball completed the 40-yard line, forward to the 35 and down inside to around the 34-yard line is Lewis. That's good enough for the first down. That'll be a gain of about 6, and it'll be first and 10 at Union's 34-yard line.
Well, Crittenden is a guy that pressures them out of bounds there, and you see him a lot of times come up in pressure. And with the medium down, you really can't come up and press, and they do the right thing. They just get just enough for that first down and move the chains.
So now Union's 34, first and 10 for the Cats, trailing 14-0, 4.5 to go here in the first period at Southmore. Three receivers go left this time for Thompson. He is set again in the shotgun. Thompson looks to his left, and he hands off to Wicks, and Wicks is caught in the backfield, and he's going to lose a yard. Several guys got there in a hurry, including Spicer. The other guy was Fisher, and boy, they took him down for about a yard loss. And those linebackers, also Nathaniel Raper, who's doing a really nice job filling in for Thornton, jumping back there. It'll be second and 11.
Yeah, they're firing on all cylinders. Those linebackers are excited.
Second and 11 now for the Southmore Sabercats at the 35-yard line of Union. They'll need the 24 for the first down. Thompson in the shotgun again. Tries to draw Union off. It doesn't work that time. Two receivers here to the right. One of those guys is Owens. He's the inside guy. Green, the outside guy. Two dangerous people over here. Trey Brown in coverage. Thompson in the shotgun. He's going to fake inside and keep the ball to his right, and he's going to be swallowed up for another two-yard loss. First guy there was Raper. Also jumping in on that tackle was Crittenden, Brandon Spicer, and Bacek. So just about everybody got there. They're going to move him back another yard. It's third down and about 12 now for Southmore.
Well, Bacek well moved the tackle on that and really got in the backfield and felt like it was going to be a screen and did such a tremendous job of keeping Thompson in front of him, and that there sealed the play.
So it'll be third down now and 12. Trailing 14-0 is Southmore. They're at the 37-yard line of Union. And really we'll call it the 36. They need the 24. Thompson looking to the sidelines for signals. Has two receivers stacked to his right. That, again, is Lewis and Owens. He has one short slot up in the backfield with him. That is Wicks. Thompson has the snap. Looks like he's going to run it. Now he's going to throw it down the middle of the field. They're trying to go to the tight end. I think they're going to call holding. They're trying to get that ball to the tight end and could not get it there. But one of the receivers, or I think it was Raper, that was running downfield and had a hold of Cornell. I think they're going to call defensive holding there, pass interference, and it'll be a first down. And that, Zach, you have to agree, that's probably a pretty good call.
I'll tell you, that is a good call and not a bad call actually by Raper. I mean, he could have taken off and let that tight end run right beside him and go by, and he just grabbed a shoulder pad and ran with him. Sometimes they don't make that call, and they catch it there, but it saves a touchdown.
Yeah, in this case, they make it, but yes, it might have saved that touchdown, so that's going to move it all the way to the 21-yard line of Union, and it'll be first and 10 right there for the Sabercats, trailing 14-0, 2:46 to play here in this first period. Now at the 21 of Union, Thompson will bring him back up. He's got four receivers, two to either side, stacked to the left and split to the right. Thompson alone in the backfield, tied in on his left side. Thompson takes the ball, and he runs to the left. It looked like he's going to have a gap about the 20, but they jumped on him around the 18. It was Nathaniel Raper again there on the first hit. That's going to be a gain of three, and it'll be second down at about seven.
Well, you know what? I'm super excited to see Nathaniel out there running all over the field. We don't see him a lot of times. He comes in certain scenarios Darius Thornton, but tonight he is all over the field making tackles in the backfield, and they're running down Thompson from behind and probably saving a few more yards because there was nobody else out on the other side of the tackle.
So we'll call it second down and seven. They'll move the ball to the 19. Again, now this time far hash mark. Southmore's kind of all bunched up. Three receivers to the left side. It's going to be Thompson who raises up and quickly fires to the left. Ball caught at the 35-yard line. Jumping forward is Green. He's going to go out of bounds. Pushed there by Fisher, and it looks like they're going to mark him at the 15. So that's a good gain of about three. It brings up a pretty makeable third down and four now at the 15. They'll need the 11 for the first down. With 2 minutes to go in this first period, trailing 14-0, the Sabercats have a big third.
Well, I like what they're doing. They're all over the field, and Thompson's throwing them short spot passes, and then they're going down the field. They're not running the ball real well right now, but they really have just got everything that they're trying at this point.
So two receivers right, two receivers to the left. Now they're going to move one of those receivers back into the backfield. That's Wicks. Thompson in the shotgun. He also has a short slot to his right. Thompson is going to hand off to the right side. That is Wicks. He cuts back to the left. There's a flag down, and Wicks did not get there. He made it to around the 13-yard line before Raper made the tackle. That flag is thrown where you normally see holding. And if it's holding, Zach, you have a decision to make. That decision is, do you go with fourth and two, or do you go ahead and take that penalty and back them up? It is holding. Now, they're going to take the penalty, apparently.
And I would think in a game like this, Southmore may try to go for it on fourth down just because they're moving the ball in this scenario.
Well, this will obviously give them third down over.
Yeah, so if they move them back, they're going to have to go two downs. But I would almost challenge them to go fourth down and five versus third down and 10.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. That ball now marked at the 24-yard line, so we're going to call third down and about 12 for Southmore. Again, they'll need Union's 11. 14-0 Redskins, a minute 58 to go, first period. Thompson in the shotgun. He's set. Tried to draw Union off again, but the Redskins did not jump. Looks to the sidelines. Two of his receivers set to the right. He's got a slot inside the tackle to the right, and then Wicks beside him in the backfield. Thompson with the snap. Fakes quickly. Now fires to the end zone. That ball is well over the head of everybody back there. Trying to get it to Owens, but it wasn't going to matter. Trey Brown was in really good coverage, and now it is fourth down at about 12, and Southmore has a decision to make.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what happens right here is you're seeing film, and I don't see number four. He was wide open, but he wasn't. Orlando Green runs the short route by the Javarius Owens goes deep, and Trey Brown pulls off of that. Well, if they go back and throw that play again and throw it in the flats, he's got about 15 before someone touches him.
Well, and Green is a dangerous guy. 22 catches, 285 yards. He has had a 62-yard touchdown catch here, and he has two touchdowns. So quickly, here comes on fourth down for the Sabercats of Southmore. Minute 38 to play, first period, 14-0 Union. And at the 23-yard line of Union on fourth and 12, Southmore will go for it. Thompson sends one man in motion. They're going to turn and throw the ball to that man. He's going to throw it back to Thompson. Thompson's going to run to his left, and he's got some room, but he's going to be pushed out of bounds around the 23-yard line. He actually tiptoed forward to around the 18-yard line, but that was Asa Carter out there on the really athletic Thompson that made that play, and it's going to be Union's football.
What a play they did. They throw out to the right and then throw backwards to Thompson. I thought they were going to throw a double pass again, and he takes off running. I would have said, looking at that when he got that, he was going to at least pick up the first down. And great, great hustle there by Asa Carter to save the first down and plenty more yards.
Asa came from almost nowhere to make that play. So a minute 28 to go, first period. Union up 14-0, and they will take the football again. Two very impressive drives for the Redskins. This will be their longest opportunity, though, as the ball will be marked at their 21-yard line.
An offense doesn't always, they're not always upset that they have to march a few more yards on the field.
Nope, 15-play drive, got nothing right there for Southmore. Davenport is going to turn. No, pardon me, that's Peyton Morrison who turns and hands off to Shamari Brooks. Oh, that's good news to see 17 out there. Brooks bursts forward around the 27-yard line, gain of six. It'll be second down and four. And Peyton Morrison, a young man who thought his football career might be over because of a heart problem and has been cleared to play, is on the field.
What a passion that'll put behind a guy.
Now at the 27-yard line, second down and four for Union. Morrison with the snap. Hands again to Brooks, and Brooks has swallowed up pretty quickly this time. I think he might have gotten a yard. It was Brendan Finity who made the tackle, a 6'3", 235-pounder. It'll be third down and about four, and we'll see if Peyton puts it in the air.
Well, we haven't seen Peyton since game one, and we know he can throw the ball.
Receivers to the left side, two of them, one to the right for Peyton Morrison in the shotgun, and he draws Southmore offsides. Jordan Dawson is the guy who jumped, and that will give Union the first down. And, you know, that makes sense. Different quarterback, different cadence, Zach. It can really throw you.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot, and I like seeing him in the game. I got goosebumps all over me. You see a guy first season, he's challenging for a position, and then he goes out with an injury or suspected injury. You don't see him. And now he's back, and they pumped life back into this kid. I mean, it's amazing what he's got the ability to do.
First and 10 now, Union at their own 33-yard line, already leading 14-0. Morrison rolls to his left, fires that ball complete to A.K. Wilson, and he's taken down at the 38-yard line. It's a really nice open field tackle by Williams. Nobody ever tackles A.K. Wilson the first time, and he did. It kept him to a 5-yard gain. And with 26 seconds and rolling to go here in the first period, up 14-0, Union will have second and 5 at their own 38.
That was seriously a shoestring tackle. If he didn't grab a string, he was up.
Three receivers to the right side. Morrison in the shotgun once again. Brooks to his right. Hands to Brooks. Bounces it outside. Shamari to 40. 45. Shamari to 50, and he's going to step out of bounds around the 44-yard line. Collins is the guy that pushed him out of bounds. They'll mark him to the 42. That gain's going to be 18. It'll be another first down for Union. 7.2 seconds to go in this first period. Already up 14-0 and moving again.
That certainly helps when you can give the ball to Shamari Brooks, and he's got some blocking up front. Goes for 25.
Again, 18. Three guys to the right side. His first and 10 Union now at the 42 of Southmore. Morrison straight back to pass. Peyton fires middle of the field, and that ball is going to be incomplete. He was trying to go to Nichols, and Nichols ran into the free safety. They'll call nothing there, and that's a good no-call, and the clock will run out, and that'll be the end of the first period. So a surprise appearance by Peyton Morrison, two quick touchdowns by Union, a turnover by Southmore, and we're at 14-0. Union 14, Southmore nothing. This is Redskins football on KRMG.